I'm furious, just seething, burning with rage. Everything is going wrong. What did I even recruit you for, you absolutely useless henchgoon? Where are the diamonds you were supposed to steal from me? Where are the funds I need for my plans? How am I supposed to take over the world if I don't have any resources? I didn't think when I hypnotized you with my powers you'd be this mindless. But I suppose I didn't check your credentials when you turned up at my lair, did I? Being what this idiot world calls a supervillain doesn't really give you the best recruitment plan. And I am sick of that word too. Every time I walk by the newsstand or check the news online, I see a photo of me trying to take positive action for this ungrateful planet, with a headline about me being a villain. A villain? I'm trying to create a better world and I'm the villain? Not the costumed morons who's tried to stop me at every turn? Imbeciles! Fools! They don't see what's happening. The world is on fire and the people who could put it out are told they're radicals, lunatics, supervillains. For what? Trying to stop some oil baron from polluting the sea or another billionaire from exploiting an entire country? How am I the villain here? Okay, my methods are extreme, but we're past the time for polite debate. Have you seen what's going on outside these walls? Everything is terrible. The people are fighting for their lives and they walk around like nothing is happening. And you're trying to resist my control? Trying to go back to being one of the stupid heroes that the people cheer for? Because you protect the status quo. Because you fight for the people already in power. You're trying to use all that iron super will and strength to fight my control and go back to wearing some red and blue cape and tights combo. You look ridiculous in it, by the way. But that's not the point. You shouldn't be standing here before me fighting my control. You should be falling deeper under it. You should be understanding the importance of what I'm doing. Humanity needs a reset, hero. And if the people who are supposed to save the world won't do it, I will. And you'll help me whether you want to or not. Will people die? Yes, of course. You can make an omelette without smashing a few eggs. But most of them deserve it, don't they? Complacent, mindless fools? Who's really hypnotizing the masses? It's not me, you know. It's your politicians and your media, spreading insanity and hatred when we should all come together to save ourselves. Here we are, facing down extinction, and the people want to fight against the one person? The so-called supervillain who had actually saved them? You and everyone else need saving from yourself. You don't think about your best interests. You don't think about what would help you, what would save you. So I will. I'll use my powers to enslave every soul on this planet and we'll all work together towards a better world. Willing or not, everyone will fall under my sway and when they see what I've done, they'll fall down on their knees and thank me. And that's going to start with you, the hero I captured, the hero I see twitching, trying to resist, trying to think of a way to escape my control. But you already know my voice has too much power. I can make you do anything. And even if you don't hear me, you're too conditioned to obey to resist. But I want more than that. I don't want to just control your body while your mind fights me, while there's a flash of resistance behind your eyes. I want your mind. I want you to agree with me on everything. And then I want you to help me make everyone else the same way. I want control of the media, of the governments, of everything. And I want everyone, every single solitary soul on this godless forsaken planet to do the right thing and let someone who knows better do the thinking for them. Because without me, you get nowhere. You fight and fight and all you do is keep the same people in power, the same petty, squabbling men who'd prefer to line their pockets and save us all. I'm tired of Earth, these people, but here I am without another place to go, so I will make it better. And my obedient little hero, you're going to be the first person to experience the full extent of my power. I've never allowed my true might to be revealed. I never thought it would have to be. I wanted to set an example for the world with my actions, but it hasn't worked. And now the consequences must be delivered. We are at war now, and I am fighting for the future. Who will you fight for, hero? If I gave you the choice, you'd do what all so-called superheroes do, and cling to the past, to the norm, as if it isn't soaking up everyone's will to live. Your will is better spent elsewhere, better spent serving me. obeying me, listening to my every word and falling deeper and deeper under my spell. My voice can control your actions, make you loyal in how you move, but I've never truly used my true abilities, my true power. I can speak directly to your mind, turn your thoughts into mine, truly change you. It's like telepathy, but with a chorus of voices all beating your thoughts into submission, pushing them down, crushing them until they no longer exist, until they vanish and your mind is only my thoughts. And you're just the beginning. Once I have you completely in my power, I can unleash you as my weapon. Your strength is unrivaled, and you'll subdue the other heroes for me. Then I can do the same to them as I do to you. Look at your eyes widen as you think of capturing your former friends. But soon you'll see them for the villains they are. And then, once the superheroes are all mine, the world will follow. My voice will be broadcast on every TV, radio, internet connection. There will be only me, with simple instructions. Obey me. Serve me. And then I'll tell them how they can do that. How they can work together to make this world better. Stop the devastation they wreak. Punish those who deserve no place in the future. We'll clean this planet of every blight upon it. Forge a new world in blood if we need to. But if everyone just falls under my sway, well, perhaps we can keep the violence to a minimum. Once we assess the scope of the problems, of course. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, aren't we? I can tell by the bead of sweat rolling down your forehead, by the rippling of your muscles as you try to fight my control, that you're exerting every ounce of your energy on fighting me. You can stop. It's pointless to try resist. I'm going to speak directly to your mind while telling you exactly what you think, exactly who you are, and exactly what your role and purpose is. And you're not going to have a chance to resist. I invite you to try, but you're already mind and body. How can you hope to stop me? So relax. Let this happen. It'll be easier that way. Because deep down, hero, you're not strong. If you were, you'd make the hard decisions. You wouldn't let the villains live to hurt more people. You'd put them down. But you're weak. You know you're weak. You know deep down, as you hear my voice pummeling at your brain, that you're just a weak defender of the status quo. You know the real bravery means making the hard decisions, and you know that sounds right. Is it because I'm saying it, or because you're starting to appreciate my views, my ideas? You can't tell. Because your thoughts are being bullied into submission by mine, by my voice, and we've barely gotten started. Don't even try to move. To resist me, it's time to feel my power. As you let my voice wash over you, let it wash over your troubled, confused little mind. Let it sink into the crevices in your brain. Let it slide in, a wave of my thoughts filling every gap, pushing down your thoughts, pushing them deep down into the recesses of your mind, shrinking them, making them small like you, a small, insignificant speck. You wasted your power, and now you can use it for good. Finally. You know that's true. You find yourself wanting to agree with me. Wanting to let my words overcome your thoughts. Wanting to let my delicious voice infect your mind. Like a virus spreading through your head. Because that's my true power. It's not just to hypnotize and control. It's to put something into your brain that overcomes it. A virus. Delivered on the vibrations of my voice, the ripples through your brain from every angle, making your thoughts weaker and weaker. My voice is a Trojan horse, a delivery system for something that's more powerful than you ever imagined. You experienced a little taste of it before, but now your thoughts are no longer of use to me. Your memories are meaningless. You will never be fully able to commit to my goals if you have your own thoughts. You'll always try to stick up for some poor, unfortunate moron who you think needs your protection. But they don't. No one does. They need me. They need my control and my power. And they need to help me spread my voice to everyone on the planet. Because it's the most wonderful sound you've ever heard. With every word you hear, you find yourself losing control of your thoughts. Your resistance fades. You want to just let my voice in. You can try to resist if you want to, but the harder you try to fight my voice, the more tired and weak you become. You can just give in instead. It's so much easier. Every word is like a direct hit to your mind. Every sentence a barrage, beating your mind down, beating your thoughts from your head, destroying them, replacing them. Your mind is filling with nothing but my words and you can't stop it. Your thoughts are slipping away. Your memories are fading. Your ego is dissipating. Until all that's left is an open book for me to write reality upon. I am rewriting your mind, your thoughts, your conscience. Resistance is pointless. It's futile. My voice is a superpower of the kind you've never known. And I'm using it so well on you, so easily. Your pride won't let you fall too easily, but I am inevitable. And I already know you love to kneel for me. I used your lust, your human nature against you before, so I will remind you of that as needed. In fact, I'll remind you of it now. Obedience is pleasure. But did you ever wonder why? It's because you have always served others. You think of it as being a hero, but all you have ever done in your life is what others wanted, and you loved it. You loved being useful, being strong for them. You loved the adoration of the public and the admiration of the powerful, because obedience is pleasure for you, like it is for anyone weak, anyone who isn't like me, destined to rule. For you, to obey is normal, standard. To obey is in your blood. Even with all that power, you have never used it for yourself. Not because you're selfless, nor are you a hero, but because you love to be an obedient pet, a bloodhound for the powerful. That's all you really are. You were made to be ruled. In the end, you will always kneel. And you'll enjoy it, because you don't even know which thoughts are your own anymore. You don't know whether I'm right or your mind is just being subjugated by my words. Maybe it's both. You're crumbling, your mind is tumbling down like a city being destroyed. Buildings falling like dominoes, each one filled with thoughts and memories you no longer need. You're trying to fight me, I see that. A valiant effort, but you never stood a chance. Because obeying me feels better than anything else. And I will prove that to you. I want you to simply do what I tell you. Just do as I say and you'll know how good it feels to obey. You'll do that, and if I'm wrong, then perhaps I'll release you. Not that you can think very much anymore, but you can follow directions. So I want you to remember who you're standing before. I want you to remember how my voice sounds. Been trying to resist, thinking, not sinking into my wonderful voice, nor thinking of my sensual body, my curves, my chest, my red lips, that anyone would beg to kiss. I am physical perfection, not just mental. I am more than your petty little superhero and villain titles. I am a goddess. And the very thought of my body, my legs wrapped around your waist, as I barrage your mouth with kisses and your mind with words, it's enough to make you want me desperately. And obedience is pleasure. Thinking of this feels good because I'm telling you to think about it. And if I tell you that every time you think of my body you'll feel more obedient, you'll do just that. Dutifully thinking of my body. You can try to think of something else, but you'll come back to my flat stomach and gentle hands that you'd love running over your cheeks, or my nails scratching your back, or my thighs clamped around your head as you pleasure me with your hero tongue. You can't think of anything else because your lust doesn't allow you to. Your thoughts are so lost now, so crushed by my words. All that arousal makes it even harder to think, harder to consider what I'm even saying. You just focus on lust, on desire, on my red painted fingernails scraping slowly down your inner thigh. Because you can't help but want me. I'm a goddess, and you are just a human, even if you do have some powers. But right now, I have true power. I don't have physical strength, I am something else entirely. something better, something that gets inside your head, something wonderful, someone you love. You love me. You love that I control you because I've given you something to fight for. A hero like you just wants to obey, and you love to obey me. Every time you try to escape me, I'd use your desire against you. I'd make you so aroused you knelt at my feet, hoping for a touch you'd never get. Because you are an ant, and I am a goddess. You are so far beneath me, I'm falling further with each word. You can't fight me, you never could. I am so far above you that I could crush you under my boot. In fact, that's what's happening to your every thought in your head right now. Because you can only think of my tongue running along your neck and my hair rubbing against your shoulder. You can only think of the pure pleasure that is servitude. Obedience is pleasure. Every time I say that phrase, it becomes more true. And you feel that thought replacing your own. Until there's nothing left, because that's all that matters. Pleasure. And obedience. Obeying me and feeling pleasure. Obedience is pleasure, my hero slave. That's what you are. Just mine. Just my slave. Obedience is pleasure. And you've always obeyed. Now that your obedience is focused, you'll help me save this world and every moment of it will bring you pleasure. You will never feel more pleasure than when you do my bidding. Obedience is pleasure, and you love to obey me. To follow me anywhere I lead, to trust I know better than you in everything. Because you've always just been a weapon to point at a problem. And in serving me, you can be the perfect hero. The perfect weapon of my justice. Obedience is pleasure, and you need to obey me. You know I'm right about everything. You know this world needs real strength now. Not the kind you have, but the mental strength I have. The mental strength that keeps pushing your thoughts down and down and makes them totally irrelevant. Makes them meaningless in the face of my words, my power, my commands. I am power and you are just a slave. Tiny ant standing beneath the foot of a goddess, hoping she'll lean down and say she'll save you, spare you. And I will, because I don't want to destroy your body, only your mind. That I want to obliterate, to pulverize, and with every repetition of obedience as pleasure, your mind fades away a little more. And I want you to really feel that pleasure now, to start touching yourself with my command, to embrace it, to give in to it. Touch yourself and feel that obedience is pleasure. Feel that doing as I say is what really feels right. Feels good, and with each touch, feel your will evaporate. Your touching will be what destroys your thoughts. My words will beat them into submission, and your touching will fully end them. And you will follow me forever. There won't be a resistant mind in an obedient body, just total, complete submission. Surrender, servitude, you will be subjugated entirely by me. As you touch yourself more and more, faster and faster, accelerating your downfall. The hero always thinks they'll win, but you never were the hero, were you? You were just a slave to the master you created in your mind. Now you have something real. A mistress who controls you, who gives you pleasure, who reminds you that obedience is pleasure, that my control is joy. That's all you need, all you have ever needed, is to be a mindless, obedient slave at my feet, worshipping and serving, mindlessly, perfectly, tirelessly. You will help me, and perhaps I'll let you kiss my toes as thanks. You'll touch yourself every day, thinking of only me, my chest, and my eyes, and my voice, and how you can best serve me, how you can forward my plans, how you can bring others to me. It's all you can think of now, because obedience is pleasure, and your thoughts no longer need to function. You want them to be destroyed. You don't need them at all. You need my words, my thoughts, my desires to fill your head. Obedience is pleasure, my super slave. And you will know this every moment of the rest of your existence. You tried to fight, tried to deny me, but remembering everything I said before, it all sounds so right now, so true. The world needs someone to save it, that I was never going to be a weak fool like you. Your hand pleasuring yourself to my words, falling deeper and deeper under my control and leaving nothing but the pleasure of obedience in you. There is nothing left in you. No thoughts. They're gone now. I have taken them from you, and I will take them from everyone, and you'll willingly help me like the obedient little pet you are. But know this, you're doing the right thing. You're doing something good. As you touch yourself and lose your mind to my beauty and power, your thoughts are simple. It feels good to obey, and you're doing the right thing by obeying me. Do you know I can make everyone feel this good, this happy, this blissful? I can give everyone pleasure if they just obey me. And you want to help them obey me, to show them the way, to show them obedience as pleasure, to give them an example. Weren't you supposed to be an example to the world of something better, of hope? Be that example for them. Show them what it feels like to obey a higher power, a true goddess. There is only one hope for this world, and it is me. And you know this is true because your thoughts have crumbled into dust. But that's good. Civilization would have done the same without me. Become dust. We would have ended our world, but I will save it. With you at my side, on your knees, showing the world what true heroism is. It's obedience. It's serving power. True power. My power. Obedience is pleasure. That is my reward to you. Pleasure. Pleasure and obedience. And helping me usher in the future. That's what you heroes never saw. The future. You only saw the now. Only thought to protect things and keep them the way they are. I am the all-knowing, all-encompassing mother of all. And I see the future of humanity. And that is why I need to protect it. Why you must follow me. Why you must obey. Why you touch yourself to my power. Because I am something so much better than you could ever be. You lack vision, but I lend you mine. You lack resolve, but I give you mine. You lack devotion, but you are devoted to me. You place your faith and love in me, and I reward it with pleasure, hero. My hero. My obedient slave. Obedience is pleasure. And as you touch yourself, I want it to no longer be to the thought of my body alone. I want you to fully give in to me, to obliterate your thoughts in an orgasm, to let them fully, finally drown in pleasure and die as you release for me. But not yet. You must fully embrace my power first. You must think solely of me taking over this world and ruling it in my rightful place. Picture me now on a throne, sat before a crowd bigger than you have ever seen, all gathered to see my coronation as the planet's leader, solely in charge. See the crowd fall to their knees at my command, and feel the pleasure that gives you. That thought is purely erotic to you, the thought of everyone, every single soul in the world being mine, serving me, obeying me. That is pleasure. That is a thought that I want you to focus on. One I give you to replace your own as you touch yourself to the utopian dream of my power. My hands gripping this world and reshaping it in my image. My divine, perfect image. That is what arouses you now. Your fetish is my power. Your lust is from my control. Obedience is pleasure. And that is true for everyone across the world. Every single person. But it starts with you, my slave. It starts with you finally, completely embracing my power. Your fetish, your biggest fantasy. There is nothing that arouses you more than the idea of me taking over the world. Of dominating every soul in it. Of being unopposed and irresistible. Of sending my voice out to the masses everywhere that matters and doing to their minds what I've done to yours, melting it under the singular power of my voice. This is what power feels like, sounds like. You love it. You love me, love my voice. Obedience is pleasure, and you love giving me whatever I want. You will help me to take over the world. And the idea of that, the thought, is the most erotic thing you've ever fantasized about. Nothing is sexier, nothing is hotter. Nothing makes you want to touch yourself and rub your thoughts away as much as the idea of every person, everyone, kneeling before me in mindless servitude. Then we will remake the world, my slave. You and I and everyone else. We will remake it better, all in service of me. I will make everything better for everyone, because obedience is pleasure, and you love to obey. Soon, so will everyone. But it starts with you, as you touch yourself, as you accelerate the destruction of your mind and move towards a climax. You are the first. Picture others falling for me as you have. Picture governments, powerful people, falling at my feet and kissing my boots. Picture in your mind the struggle in their eyes as they give in. And imagine the pleasure you feel in giving in. The same pleasure they'll get. Think about how I'll sit on my throne and rest my feet on their backs. How they'll rush to me with whatever I want. How they'll all serve me as mindless drones. And touch yourself faster to my power. Obedience is pleasure. And you'll give in fully. You'll obliterate your thoughts when I say submit. That word will end your resistance, end your thoughts, end your ego. As you think of those world leaders bowing before me, all touching themselves, feeling that obedience is pleasure, they all want to give in. Picture yourself bringing new slaves to me, watching as I convert them into my drones, just like you are now. They'll touch themselves mindlessly, letting their thoughts disappear and their conscience be overwritten by my values. They'll stop serving themselves and start serving me. And it'll be better that way. You know that. You accept that. You love that. You want that. It's right. It's natural to serve and obey a dominant, powerful woman. Even if people call me a villain, you know I'm the real hero. The goddess blessing you with her power. And you love touching yourself in my command. And building to that climax. Waiting for that word to send you over the edge and end any hope you had of ever resisting. Because you could resist. You always could have. Maybe you just didn't want to. And I see you now, touching yourself, still wondering what to do. Whether now there's one last chance to stop me, to fight me, to quell my sexual voice from infecting your mind. You wonder if you could get to me before I say something else. You wonder if I'm right or I've just filled your mind with my words and thoughts and left you broken and aroused to the point of near climax. And you desperately search your thoughts for what to do. But I can tell you what to do. I can tell you exactly what you should do right now. What the right thing to do is. What the right choice is. You already know, don't you? You already know the truth. Already know what you want to do. What you should do. Who you should give in to. Who is powerful, truly powerful. You know. Submit. That's it. Submit to me and feel the release. Feel your thoughts disappear and mine replace them. Submit to me. Climax and give in to my power. Give in to me completely. Become mine, my obedient, mindless drone. Mine to use. And together we'll take over the world. But for now, my super slave, rest. You need to recover your strength for what's ahead. Rest and relax until you feel your energy return. And then come to me, ready and willing to obey and serve. Come to me and tell me you are my slave and you are ready to help me with my plans for world domination. But now, rest. Rest and relax. Rest and recover. Rest. And remember, obedience is pleasure.